Hello?
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 Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your responses to this survey. Okay, are you registered to vote in South Carolina, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and politically, do you feel South Carolina is as primary southern state or not?
Primary what? Southern state?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's called South Carolina.
Okay, so southern
state. Sorry.
Okay, do you support or oppose allowing, you know, a patient in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if the doctor recommends?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, support. Okay, and school choice gives parents the right to use tax dollars designated for their, you know, child's education to send their child to a public or private school, which, you know, best
yes.
serves their needs. Generally speaking, mm-hmm. would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And recently, the South Carolina legislature just passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows, you know, South Carolina parents to withdraw their kindergarten to 12th grade child, you know, from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other education expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support.
Okay. All right, sir, and currently only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility, you know, for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program to all the students in South Carolina?
Yes.
Would that be more likely or less likely to vote?
More
likely. All right. Thank you. All right. Then do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profit over people or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you believe bars or restaurants that normally over, you know, serve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill somebody?
Please repeat that.
Okay. The question is, do you believe bars and restaurants that knowingly over-serve, you know, alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility
should.
If that person were to drive, you know, and injure or kill someone?
Yes, they should definitely should.
Okay. All right. South Carolina goes a great length to investigate, you know, their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I think it's a good process.
So the process works, right? So works.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their, you know, employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor that then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel that employers should or should not be liable for compensation to victim for their injuries?
They should not.
Should not. Okay. All right, sir. And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties or, you know, on a verdict that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages? Should they or should not?
Should not.
Should not. Okay. All right, sir. And marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupy public advertiser space. In your opinion, how has this label of, you know, advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception in the legal profession or hurt the public perception of the legal profession? or has no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Probably hurt.
Hurt, okay. All right, sir. Many personal injury lawyers advertise, you know, that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicles accidents. In doing, you know, so do you feel they these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Maximizing fees.
Okay, maximizing fees. All right, sir. And what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claim the ability to get large payouts has on, you know, automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, or have little or no effect on premiums or reduce premiums?
I think they somewhat increase premiums.
Increase premiums significantly
yes.
Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential? Should or should not?
Should.
Should. Okay. All right, sir. If parents are already involved, you know, in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Should not.
Should not. Okay. All right, sir. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. In terms of political party identification, do you generally consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65? Okay, thank you. And which of the following may describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian or other?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and in terms of gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
Male, female.
Okay.
Male.
All right, sir, and
yep.
Male, right? Okay, and this concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your time and your honest participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.